Chapter 12, Medical Logistics. The Army's MedLog system, including blood management, is an integral part of the Army health system in that it provides intensive management of medical products and services that are used almost exclusively by the Army health system and are critical to its success. Also key to this success is the delivery of a MedLog capability that anticipates the needs of the customer and is tailored to continuously provide end-to-end sustainment of the Army health system mission throughout the competition continuum. Providing timely and effective Army Health System support is a team effort, which integrates the clinical and operational aspects of the mission. This chapter provides an overview of the medical logistics function. Refer to ATP 4-02.1 for a more detailed description of the Army MedLog system. Section 1, Medical Logistics Management in an Operational Environment. The MedLog system encompasses planning and executing all Class 8 supply support operations to include management of the following functions: medical materiel, Class 8A, medical equipment maintenance and repair, patient movement items, medical gases, blood, Class 8B, storage and distribution, regulated medical waste, including hazardous material, health facilities planning and management, and medical contracting. Section 2, Medical Logistics System. The Theater MedLog system consists of the following organizations: Medical Logistics Management Center, Medical Logistics Company, Medical Detachment, Blood Support, Medical Team, Optometry, Medical Command and Control Headquarters, to include the MedCom DS, Medical Brigade Support, and MMB. Medical Logistics Management Center. The MedLog Management Center provides theater-level centralized management of critical Class A commodities, patient movement items, medical contracting support, and medical equipment maintenance in accordance with the theater surgeon's policy. The MedLog Management Center provides two forward support teams, early entry, and two forward support teams, follow-on. The MedLog Management Center is capable of deploying these teams while maintaining base operations in CONUS. One forward support team early entry and one forward support team follow-on combine to make one complete forward support team. The forward support team's follow-on are not meant to deploy independently of the forward support team early entry. One team is deployed per theater. When deployed, the forward support team is subordinate to the MedCom DS or senior medical headquarters, such as the Medical Brigade Support, and collocates with the distribution management center of the TSC/ESC. When so designated, the MedLog Management Center with the MedLog Company serves as the single integrated MedLog manager for joint operations. The MedLog Management Center also provides technical guidance to medical contracting personnel within the AO. Medical Logistics Company. The MedLog Company provides medical materiel, field and limited sustainment medical equipment maintenance and repair, optical lens fabrication and repair, and patient movement items support to BCTs and echelons above brigade Army Health System units operating within the AO. One MedLog Company is deployed per 13 short tons of Class 8 supplies per day and provides 220 hours of field-level maintenance per day. The MedLog Company can deploy one early entry team, three contact repair teams, and three forward distribution teams. The MedLog Company has no organic blood support capability. The MedLog Company has the capability for limited self-sustainment during initial operations, meeting the requirement for early entry into the AO or as part of a task force organization. The company is normally under the command of the Headquarters and Headquarters Detachment, MMB. Medical Detachment Blood Support. The Medical Detachment Blood Support provides collection, manufacturing, storage, and distribution of blood and blood products for brigade and echelons above brigade Army Health System units and other services as required. The detachment receives and stores up to 5,100 refrigerated and/or frozen blood products from CONUS or other U.S. MTFs and further distributes these products to supported MTFs and Army Health System units. This unit also coordinates the movement of blood and blood products and tracks shipments to ensure proper delivery. The detachment is assigned to the MMB. Medical Detachment Optometry. The Medical Detachment Optometry provides optometry care and optical fabrication and repair support for brigade and echelons above brigade units on an area basis. The detachment consists of six personnel that can be divided into two teams. Each team is capable of providing optometry support to include routine eye examinations, refractions, optical fabrication, frame assembly, and repair services. The optometry detachment is assigned to the MedCom DS or Medical Brigade Support with further attachment to an MMB or BCT. Primary tasks. Refer to Chapter 12 of the print version of this publication for a discussion of the primary tasks and purposes of the medical logistics function. Also refer to JP4-02, TM4-02.70, TM8-227-3, TM8-227-11, TM8-227-12, and ATP4-02.1. Section 3. Strategic Medical Logistics Support. Strategic logistics functions are performed in CONUS and within each of the combatant commands. Medical logistics activities at the strategic level include determination of material requirements, acquisition, assembly, and fielding of medical supplies and equipment, management of strategic programs for medical force modernization and material readiness. Strategic medical logistics capabilities also include planning and executing the release or acquisition of Class 8 materiel to complete the outfitting of medical units at the time of deployment and coordination for movement into the theater and staging areas. Strategic medical logistics support is provided by a number of organizations to include the Defense Logistics Agency, U.S. Army Medical Research and Development Command, and Army Materiel Command. These organizations use multiple sources for support to operating force to include commercial supplier networks, Defense Logistics Agency stocks, Army pre-positioned stocks, operational project stocks, and other material readiness programs, as well as the following. The Defense Logistics Agency, as the DoD Executive Agent for Medical Materiel, coordinates medical prime vendor and other strategic acquisition programs to enable operational and strategic level MedLog organizations to order and receive materiel directly from commercial suppliers. The Defense Logistics Agency also coordinates these programs with the United States Transportation Command to enable direct delivery to Army Medical Materiel Centers in theater without intermediate government inventory or handling. The U.S. Army Medical Research and Development Command is the Army's medical materiel developer with responsibility for medical research, development, and acquisition. The U.S. Army Medical Research and Development Command manages and executes research in military infectious diseases, combat casualty care, military operational medicine, chemical biological defense, and clinical and rehabilitative medicine. The command's product line includes vaccines, pharmaceuticals, medical devices, medical equipment, and information technology. They work closely with Army Materiel Command's Army Medical Logistics Command to ensure timely procurement and fielding of life-saving products to the deployed force. The U.S. Army Materiel Command is the Army's materiel integrator providing national-level sustainment, acquisition, integration support, contracting support, and selected logistics support to Army forces. Army Materiel Command provides related common support to other services, multinational, and interagency partners. Army Materiel Command's capabilities are diverse and are accomplished through its various major subordinate commands, which include the Army Medical Logistics Command for strategic-level medical logistics support. Refer to FM40 for additional information. The U.S. Army Medical Logistics Command is the Lifecycle Management Command for MedLog. The Army Medical Logistics Command manages and sustains medical programs for operational forces in the total Army and delivers/fields medical solutions on behalf of the Army Medical Program Executive Office. The command manages strategic-level medical materiel and logistics services required to generate and deploy ready medical forces and sustain Army and Joint Health Services. The Army Medical Logistics Command's core competencies include management of medical supply, Class 8A, MedLog operations that include theater-level medical logistics support, medical equipment maintenance and recapitalization, optical fabrication, and the Army's globally employed centralized medical materiel readiness programs. The Army Medical Logistics Command's subordinate organizations include the U.S. Army Medical Materiel Agency, U.S. Army Medical Materiel Center Europe, U.S. Army Medical Materiel Center, Korea. The U.S. Army Medical Materiel Agency's mission is to develop, tailor, deliver, and sustain medical materiel capabilities and provide worldwide operational MedLog support. The agency has a wide range of strategic roles, including materiel fielding, centrally managed MedLog programs, Army supply cataloging and set assembly, and medical equipment maintenance and repair. The U.S. Army Medical Materiel Agency has two deployable teams, the MedLog Support Team, and the Forward Repair Activity Medical Team. The MedLog Support Team is a deployable table of distribution and allowances organization consisting of MedLog personnel, military, DA civilians, and contractors. The mission of the MedLog Support Team is to deploy to designated locations worldwide to provide medical materiel and medical equipment maintenance capabilities and solutions in support of Army strategic and contingency programs. Upon initial deployment for handoff of Army prepositioned stock, the Medlog support team is normally under the operational control of the United States Army Materiel Command's Army Field Support Brigade. The primary role of the Medlog support team is the issue of medical Army prepositioned stocks, unit sets, and sustainment stocks prepositioned around the world. After completing the Army prepositioned stocks transfer or other assigned mission, the Medlog support team redeploys to CONUS. Refer to ATP 4-02.1 for additional information. The Forward Repair Activity Medical Team provides sustainment-level medical equipment maintenance support and technical expertise to deployed medical units in theater. The team is operated as a deployable section with the U.S. Army Medical Materiel Agency depot-level maintenance activities to extend sustainment maintenance capabilities to augment theater intermediate-level organizations as required. The members of the Forward Repair Activity Medical Team are technical experts in one of five commodities, including laboratory equipment, pulmonary, oxygen generation, anesthesia equipment, or medical imaging systems. The team may deploy as part of the Medlog support team for issue of Medical Army prepositioned stock. Upon completion of the Army prepositioned stock transfer, the team may redeploy to CONUS or remain to augment theater medical equipment maintenance capabilities under the operational control of the Theater Medical Materiel Center. The U.S. Army Medical Materiel Center Europe provides and projects Medlog support across the competition continuum to the U.S. European Command, U.S. Central Command, U.S. Africa Command, and the U.S. Department of State. The U.S. Army Medical Materiel Center Korea serves as U.S. Forces Korea's theater lead agent for medical materiel and is responsible for ensuring that tactical units are integrated into the medical supply chain. The Medical Materiel Center also assists the combatant commander in Medlog support planning and contributes to the 8th Army's medical readiness by managing and fielding countermeasures used to protect and treat soldiers in the event of a seaborne attack. Section 4. Medical Logistics Support for Roles 1 and 2 Medical Treatment Facilities. The Class 8 supply functions for Army Health System units/elements operating Roles 1 and 2 MTFs are primarily the management of medical equipment sets, basic ordering for replenishment, and field-level medical equipment maintenance and repair support. Within the BCT, these functions are performed by the Brigade Medical Supply Office of the Brigade Support Medical Company and the Medlog Company operating at echelons above brigade. Refer to ATP 4-02.1 for information on Medlog. Section 5, Medical Logistics Support for Role 3 Medical Treatment Facilities. Theater hospitalization is provided by Army Role 3 caches and hospital centers operating at echelons above brigade. Class 8 support for Role 3 MTFs is a vital part of its mission and includes management of a commodity that must be adapted to specific theater healthcare requirements, distribution plans, and capabilities provided by sustainment organizations. During port operations and reception, staging, onward movement, and integration, these Army Health System units must be capable of operations immediately upon initial entry of forces. Therefore, Medlog support must be included in planning for port opening and early entry operations. Port operations may also include the issue of Army Health System unit sets from Army prepositioned stocks, as well as integration of potency and dated items, refrigerated and controlled substances. In almost every operation, lessons learned reflect that theater Medlog units must also provide Class 8 materiel for unit shortages that were not filled prior to unit deployment. Class 8 sustainment of caches in hospital centers present the most complex medical materiel requirements and may consume materiel at a tremendous rate when providing trauma care in supportive operations. Specialty care for burn injuries, orthopedic injuries and surgeries, and neurosurgery often require materiel and equipment that is not standard and may not have been anticipated or stocked in sufficient quantities prior to deployment. Combat support hospitals are typically made direct customers of a Medlog company/element that is capable of meeting the unit's mission requirements. Theater hospitalization is provided by caches and hospital centers that operate Role 3 MTFs. Army caches and hospital centers are located at echelons above brigade. Role 3 MTF and forward surgical teams/forward resuscitative surgical detachments deployed from the cache or hospital center are dependent on their supporting Medlog company for Class 8 resupply and medical equipment maintenance and repair, and the medical detachment blood support for distribution of blood and blood products. Section 6, Medical Logistics Support to Joint Health Services. Theater Lead Agent for Medical Materiel is an organization or unit designated to serve as a major theater medical distribution node and provide the customer support interface for MedLog and supply chain management. The designation of a service organization to serve as the Theater Lead Agent for Medical Materiel, TLAM, is a critical element of the Defense Logistics Agency's implementation of the Executive Agent for Medical Materiel. A TLAM operates in the DoD medical supply chain using business processes and systems developed and standardized by the Defense Logistics Agency and Military Health System to promote effectiveness and efficiency. According to DODI 5101.15, the Defense Logistics Agency Director, in coordination with the Combatant Commander, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the Secretaries of the Military Departments, recommend the designation of a TLAM as necessary to ensure effective and efficient medical supply chain support to the Combatant Commander. Once designated, the unit serving as the TLAM remains within the chain of command of their parent organization, such as the Parent Combatant Command, DOD component, or other headquarters element. As designated TLAMs, the Army's Theater Medical Materiel Centers use DoD standard business processes and systems to provide theater-level Class 8A supply support to joint forces operating in their supported area of responsibility. Title 10 United States Code requires that each service provide its own logistics support, which makes MedLog support a service responsibility. However, in joint operations, a combatant commander may assign specific common user logistics functions to include both planning and execution to a lead service. The Army is typically the predominant provider of forces in unified land operations and owns the preponderance of MedLog capability. Therefore, combatant commanders often assign the ASCC, or Army component of a joint task force, responsibility to plan and execute MedLog support to all services and multinational partners when directed, operating in the theater. This function is known as Single Integrated MedLog Manager Support. When assigning Single Integrated MedLog Manager responsibility, the combatant commander specifies the scope and duration of MedLog support to be provided, such as medical supply, medical equipment maintenance, or optical fabrication. The performance of single integrated MedLog manager responsibilities requires close coordination with the ASCC surgeon, MedCom DS, and medical elements of the supported services to ensure mutual understanding of requirements, expectations, and processes for MedLog support. Refer to ATP 4-02.1 and JP 4-02 for additional information.